can't mention Steely Dan on this podcast.
It's a shame.
You can't? Why not?
You don't like Steely Dan?
I fucking do.
You like Steely Dan?
Fucking I told you, mate. I play it in the gym.
I used to sing Steely Dan. Back in the day with the benefits.
You've complained about me putting Steely Dan on.
Not all Steely Dan. You chose the wrong one, mate.
Yeah.
Peg?
No.
Oh, really?
Home at Last. That's my favourite Steely Dan song. It is quite
I think that means we're recording. Welcome, viewer, to episode 15 of the Willpower Weightlifting Podcast. Is it April? It is April.
It is April.
It's April. Happy Easter to all of you who celebrate Easter and other religions. Now, we are here in the Red Brick, as usual. Training's just finished. And we will be celebrating, by the time this podcast airs, on May the 1st, the 10-year anniversary of the Willpower. We're going to express it in competition, as a weightlifting club should, we think, over 2 days in the basement on the 30th and the 1st. 30th of April and the 1st of May, Saturday and a Sunday. So all of you athletes who have, joined or what do they call it?
Entered.
Yep. Right.
Yeah. Off to a good start.
Thank you very much and welcome. And the spectators who will be viewing this extravaganza of competition and fair, well done to you as well. So we'll be doing the 10-year anniversary in the basement next door over the Saturday and the Sunday, 30th and the 1st. So this will be out on the 1st. So, hey, Nick, it'll be fucking... Will you be able to publish the podcast on the Sunday? Yeah. Great. Nick said yes. Do we believe him?
Yeah. I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah, he's capable.
We're backing him. Yes. I'm more confident. I'm more confident Liam passing his fucking driving test on fucking week one. Anyway, so that'll be that. And then in the evening, we'll be having our celebration in the Red Brick. Fucking pants and party. Lovely. Whoa. Look at that. Right. So that's the anniversary and the competition. Now, let's get on to training. I'll start with you, Captain. tell us how your training has been.
I've been here.
She has been present in the building.
Enjoying everyone else's training.
All right. So what about your own training?
What do you mean?
Well, how's it going?
My training, I'm just training at the moment.
Just training.
Not following anything. I'm just here when I can be.
Right. Okay. We all know Captain started her own fucking business, Flagship Enterprise. How's your boss treating you?
Harshly.
Putting the hours in.
No, it's
so you're lifting next weekend?
I'm not.
You're not lifting next week? All right, okay.
I'm just going to be here.
Right, so you're in and around doing whatever.
Captain stuff.
Right, yeah. Great. Doing a bit of merch, fluffing and
press.
Feathering. What?
Press?
Bit of press?
Well, you know, captaincy roles, isn't it? Press.
Oh, right, like press releases and stuff like that, yeah. Doing the interviews.
Yeah, that'd be quite cool, wouldn't
Whatever
it?
Whatever anyone wants me to do.
Right, okay, I'll have a fucking massive list, don't you worry,
That's fine.
Of stuff to do. So you're cruise control right now in training.
Yeah,
all right. How's the body?
It's been sore. Today's the only day it hasn't been sore. So I had a good session, but it's been sore. But I think it's just the change in my work.
Yeah.
I think it's just settling now, I think.
All right. It's a nuanced and layered experience for the captain, one that we may go into in the future, but not right now. Geordie, how's your training?
Very good. You're implying that it's otherwise?
I wasn't implying anything. I was just asking you a question.
Well, if we play it back, if you listen to it back, you listen to that in a particular way.
I'll listen on.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
I'll listen on May the 1st. Well, actually, May the 2nd, because I'll be fucking slaughtered on May the 1st.
No, training's going very well. Thank you very much.
Well, that's very good of you to say so, Jordan. What did you do tonight?
I done some snatches and some clean jerks, and they were quite heavy.
That's good.
Did you have a training PB? You said total.
PB total, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Right. In training.
Cool.
Didn't you have one as well, Mike?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cheers. Yeah. Fuck it, we're on it. Don't you worry. Right. Okay. So training's going well.
Yeah. Well, there's not much to report, is there? We're full steam ahead to the Commonwealth Games.
Whoa! Hold on, that one.
You dropped it, mate.
Fucking dropped that. I buried the lead. I've buried it.
It's everywhere.
I buried the lead. It's not everywhere.
It's all over the Instagram.
It's not everywhere. It's not on this podcast yet. Anyway, so...
Right, Mike and I are going to the Commonwealth Games.
I got that next. All right. Yes, congratulations. You've been selected for the Commonwealth Games.
Thank you.
You know, viewer, when you've had a party, maybe you've had a birthday party or something like that, you blow the balloons up on day one. They look resplendent. They're shimmering in the light. They're full of puff. And they've got a good timbre to them. Well, imagine them 6 days later when they're fucking withered and they're a little bit wrinkly, deflated. They don't stay up under their own steam. That's what you've just done to the Commonwealth Games segue. Just fucking six-day-old balloons. There you go.
I thought you were referring to our training. No. That's what your training's been.
No, not at all. Training's been great. I've been very happy.
Yeah.
If we recall last time, we were just, I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast, but we talked about creating a different undulation in the second week to accommodate for, you know, the potential of fatigue that would stop us training, mm-hmm. which we did.
We did, and we're staying true to it, despite what the body's telling us. So if the body feels good, we're going to stick to our plan and, you know, allow ourselves a 3-4 day deload through training cycles and keep the body in good shape. 2 days.
2 days. 3 days.
Oh.
2 days.
Oh, that's a shame, isn't it? But no, yeah, it's certainly working, and the body's staying healthy, and I'm seeing Radu monthly now, or 3 weekly. And it's allowing me to keep the knees in check. We've introduced morning sessions, so and that's been a big thing.
What you've been doing in the mornings?
So the mornings have been rehab and prehab focus. So I'll do 2 knee exercises, 2 back exercises, 2 core exercises, and 2 shoulder exercises, and I'll do that 3 times a week, just to keep everything in check. And it's making the biggest difference to my knees. But the conversation we had was there's a lot of accessories to do, and accessories play a huge part in training. But come the end of a weightlifting session, your motivation and energy to do those accessories is finite, and you do run out of motivation.
And time. I mean, it's very time-consuming, and it can be impractical because you're going to have to fucking eat. You're going to have to digest. We'll come on to sauna in a minute. But you're going to have to digest, get home, you know, potentially not go to sleep straight away after fucking eating and so on. So there's, you know, you're a working man.
Yep.
Watches of Wales. You're a working man, and there's a time limit to what can be done effectively and efficiently for the body within a certain time frame. Otherwise, you'd be fucking 11 o'clock going to bed.
Yeah, because it takes me about an hour to do all of the accessories. And then when you add that to the end of your session, it's just like you
drive home,
not practical.
Eat the food. It just becomes a. So we've decided, or you've decided, rather than anything else, to pop it in the mornings.
Yeah. So Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday evening, I'll do an entirely rehab based session.
Wait a minute. Monday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday evening.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And it's been really beneficial. I think it just keeps my body supple, and it keeps the injuries parked, and then it gives me a chance to work on things then and try and progress things into my training. And I'll still do accessories at the end of a session, but it'll be 2 or 3 accessories, and the knee focus will be on like decompressing the body and doing all those things, whereas I can actually stress the knees in the morning a bit more.
Yeah.
We've only done it for 2 weeks, but it already feels like it's making a difference.
Well, you've messaged me that the knees feel brand new.
Yeah.
Like, that's new. Wow. Brand new for me.
Well, maybe not brand new. They feel...
new.
Yeah. Secondhand.
What are we talking?
Restored.
10-year-old fucking secondhand motor or fucking 18 months?
10-year-old, recently serviced. Good service history.
I was fucking hoping for the latter. So we've also decided that we're going to ice bath on those recovery sessions rather than post training.
Yeah. So the logic behind that is
the science behind it.
The science behind it. All right.
Nice.
Is to so obviously ice suppresses adaptation. It reduces inflammation, but it's there as a good recovery tool. But you ultimately want the body to adapt after training sessions. So. But I also want the stimulus of ice bath and contrast therapy. So in the mornings, I'll have a sauna before, after my rehab session, and then do a 2-3 minute ice bath. And then in the evenings, I'll sauna again, but I'll just cold shower afterwards.
So what the sauna does is it gives you a boost of growth hormone. And then the ice, as you just alluded to, decreases inflammation, which is... for me, viewer, wonderful, because I'm fucking 50 this year and I don't need to do what he's doing. Whereas if you do it straight after training, it will suppress the adaptation gains because it's going to reduce inflammation. And we want that inflammation because it's an adaptive stress.
Yeah. So it's more the timing of everything.
Yeah. That we're it's changing. About 4 hours, I think the research says, but we'll do it in the morning. You can just fucking bolt it on. Happy days, job done. Michael, how's your training been?
Yeah, good as of late. I feel like I'm pretty much back to it, which is very pleasing.
When you say pretty much back to it, give the viewer an insight of what that means. And your coach.
And my coach. I feel like I'm in a place where I had a little bit of time off, as we've spoken about a few episodes ago.
We mocked a few episodes ago, Mike.
Yeah, I felt like I needed a little bit of time off. I've recharged the batteries and I'm quite motivated for training these days.
Like all good Teslas.
I'm charged back up and I'm hitting weights, which I don't know if I'm sort of hitting weights that I used to hit before in training. I might have surpassed that now, but I definitely feel like...
Pause. Did you have a PB fucking lifetime PB clean jerk in training?
Yeah, kind of.
What do you mean kind of?
I kind of did 63 before.
Where?
On the platform at North.
What, the one you didn't recover? The one that got red lighted?
Yeah, that one.
The one that is a no lift?
I ate a lifetime PB clean jerk tonight. What an evening.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, so I'm pretty
Snatch 30?
Snatch 30.
161 clean jerk?
161 clean jerk. I think that was a good call by
you. Well, I mean, we didn't... we could have gone 63, I feel. I think 63 would have been
there. Yeah, I don't think that was...
It wasn't a maximum. There was a clean jerk left in the tank.
Yeah, and I think there's a snatch left in the tank as well. It was controlled, stretching the legs, as we like to put it.
Yeah, but, you know, we hadn't... Had you snatched more than 25 recently?
No, God, no. And I haven't
snatched. What did you hit in the camp the other day?
20 double.
Right, okay. Camp. Hang on. Maybe out. Seeing as my Commonwealth Games have been fucking scuppered, but I may as well talk about the weightlifting camp. You're at 20 double. So we haven't been at 25 recently. You know when that night when you had all the fucking the dough on the fucking deck?
Yeah.
Where you missed a 55 when it doubled or nothing?
Yeah.
Which you still haven't paid?
Yes.
Right. We established Mike is not a very committed payer when he loses a bet. Anywho, you didn't... What did you snatch that night? 20, was it?
No.
Yeah, no, you didn't snatch 20.
It was 15 and yeah, right. 20 was...
So from that, so that was what, 5 weeks ago-ish?
Yeah.
So we've put together, you know, 5 or so weeks of training. You hit a 30 tonight, but it does take your body a little time to get the sequencing, the timing of your snatches really dialed in.
Yeah. The 25 plus, it really pulls me out of position. I can snatch 20 pretty much as I want to. I find, but 25 upwards to sort of 30s and early 30s, it's a completely different ball game. It's like that with sort of 160 cleans as well. I have to move differently, and the only time I learn how to do that is to expose myself to these weights. So I can snatch 20 double, and it's like, well, bloody hell, you've got 35 in him, but it'll get to 30 and blah, blah, blah. It'll all break down. So I have to put myself through this sort of stress early on in training to get the adaptations later on.
So all in all then, the 30-61, 291, best really training total, I think, to memory.
Yeah, definitely in the gym. It's the best total I've done.
Yeah, 3 off your best lifetime.
Yeah.
Pretty good place to be.
Yeah, really good. And we're still quite early on in our block in training.
Way early. You know, tonight was really stretch your legs, boys, and let me fucking see where we're at in training.
Yeah, where we're at, because we've had quite a heavy week this week. the week before.
Surely you haven't.
It's John a down week. But it was nice to see him hit some good weights tonight as well, though. Mm. Back to it.
44.80 on it.
Yeah, so that's that's the heaviest I've snatched in training. And it feels like my ability to snatch heavier weights is up.
Do you know what? I reckon you could have done 340s.
Yeah.
Like three singles at 40.
Yeah.
That's what I think you could have done. Now, if you think about the, you went 40, 44, took a 47, I think it was it? You could have used that energy for 340s or, you know, peppered around the light 40s, if you like. And for you, Mike, you know, there was definitely another clean and jerk in there. Mm. And the snatch that you attuned to, the 30, was just that. It was it wasn't the weight as such. It was the fact that you hadn't picked 10 kilos up of the 20, you know, in a while since you failed it at the British. God bless you. Or any god. Not just Ganesh. He's my favourite. And what? I like Ganesh. I've been to India. Visited his temple. Do you know what? I'll digress. If you go and visit Ganesh, all you need to do is take a little bit of rice and some flowers. The fucker's happy. You haven't got to pray. You haven't got to stay there for an hour sinning or whatever. You know, you just go there, flop some rice down and your flowers. He may even give you some rice back. Anyway.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
It's marvellous.
Ganesh, he's fucking great. And he's an elephant. Or she. He's God.
I love elephants.
Can be anything you want. Ganesh can be anything. So, given the fact that that was the last time you pulled 30, I said, when was the last time you made 30 after training? You said last year.
Yeah, last year.
Which is true. And I forgot about that because I thought it was this year, but it wasn't. It was a little while back.
Yeah.
That would have been in training before the British, I think.
British, yeah.
So, you know, really what we've done is just fucking shake and backed a little bit. Shake and baked. Did a little bit of shake and back. And we've refreshed the body after your little spell off. Mm. And there's your fitness. You remember when you said, I feel strong enough. You missed the 55. You said the strength's there, but we hadn't done any lifting. And tonight was that sort of like, we haven't really done much strength, but we're fucking, you know, we could have had that 3 kilos. You could have been on your best fucking total.
I feel better at weightlifting now.
Yeah.
And your cleans are impeccable at the moment.
Oh, fuck.
That's the best. Yeah, they seem to be clicking
it's the
at the
best
moment.
Cleans have been, I think.
Cleans are ahead.
I might
if I was betting, talk about why, Mike. What do you mean, Mike? This is a weightlifting fucking
it's a weightlifting
show.
Podcast.
Right?
Talk about some weightlifting now.
Fucking do weightlifting talking.
So I don't know why this has happened, but I feel like now I can really you might not know you don't know this. We don't speak about this very often. I feel like I'm pushing my legs out on the ascent of my pull. And I really think that's I'm engaging a lot more muscle, and for whatever reason, it's all just clicking. It's just making sense. And another thing that I do when I clean heavy now, I try and set my wrists with the bar, and I point them. I try and get them a bit straighter rather than having them a little bit bent like that. And for whatever reason, my cleans seem pretty razz these days. So.
Well, I'm sure every fan of weightlifting in this podcast, Mike, will take great insight into those fine words. Nick, get the vodka out of the freezer, please.
I don't think anyone knows what I'm on about, but I do.
That was tough.
That's all that matters.
That was tough.
It's great.
It was tough. Here, Mike.
As well you know, viewer, because Geordie spilt the fucking beans, you know, these pair on the Commonwealth Games trip. And Mike's not drinking. So there you go. That's a sober Michael Farmer. Oof.
Good.
Look at that.
Good job.
There we are. No time for dead air with Michael, is there? There's always something to fill. Lovely. So train has gone well. That's wonderful. Now, viewer, you may not know this, but Michael and Jordan have been selected for the Commonwealth Games.
Woo!
Congratulations. Jordy, this will be your second games.
It will.
Yeah. Just up the road in fucking BM.
Mm-hmm.
You had to fly 10,000 fucking... How many miles is it to Australia?
It's between 10 and 50,000, I think.
There you go. That's a fair gambit. 10 and 50,000.
It's good.
Yep, somewhere between those figurative distances. It's going to be a local event for you.
It is, yeah. It is. And a lot of people will think, you know, well, you go from Gold Coast to Birmingham, they're very different multi-sport, you know, locations. But I am really looking forward to this one.
Home gig?
Yeah. There's going to be a rowdy crowd. I've got every man and their dog coming up.
I don't know if Bebs are still going, but there's going to be a fucking few Bebs buses going up the fucking M5 to the fucking... Where is it? Where's the venue? Where's the venue?
The Neck.
NEC.
Oh, it's the NEC, is it? Mm. Right. So in the fucking Neck. Lovely. Yeah. Great.
It's going to be a humdinger.
Going to be a fucking great one.
Be there in person, not on like a TV.
I'll be there as sort of like a floating head.
Yeah.
You know, ethereally fucking...
Like Wizard of Oz.
Like, I'll be like fucking Nixon on Futurama.
Like Futurama, right?
Just in one of me fucking Kilner jars. just take his fucking head in. There you go. So your second games, great for you. 23, you'll be... Oh, it was your fucking birthday next week.
It is, yeah, Monday.
Monday's his birthday. 23. Long since has he had the key to the door.
Yeah. Feels like yesterday. And it's the first birthday I'm not looking forward to.
Oh. God. Why is that, George?
You're 23rd, isn't it? It's a very insignificant year.
It's the year you got selected for the Commonwealth Games. I wouldn't say that's insignificant. Yeah. And you've got selected for the European Championships as a senior fucking male, which we can't broadcast, so Nick's going to beat that out.
TBC. Yeah. It might be able to keep it in.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You just do the bit where we say we can't broadcast it and go from there. I'd say that's pretty significant.
Yeah, when you put it like that.
Pretty good. Yeah, when you put it in perspective, Uncle.
Yeah, yeah. Fair point.
Mike, this is your first games.
Yeah, I'm quite excited, to be honest.
Quite excited. Lovely. So you've been selected.
Yeah.
You've had the fucking official docs, the letter.
Yeah.
Or email. I don't know if they post it to you or fucking...
We had an email. It was quite exciting to get. Called Jordan up and said, have you had an email? But we've been joking for weeks on end,
so
saying,
savage.
Have you had an email?
Yeah. There was a sort of bit, a lingo period where...
We didn't know if you were going.
We didn't know if you were going, and we knew we were expecting an email. So every day or other day... Mike would message me saying, have you had an email? And then I would check the emails and I wouldn't have one. And then I would message him a few days later saying, have you had an email? And it was just very cruel to the point where...
It was just sad, wasn't it?
It was sad. And then when we did have the email, it was like, I'm being serious now. Have you had an email? No, yeah, it was a lovely moment. And obviously there's two men go into the games for Team Wales and...
That's me and you.
Me and Mike. So it's
we are the male team.
Congratulations, boys. Well deserved. And, you know, viewer, you've been with us over the last, what is it, fucking 13, 14 months. So you'll know the time of the British, you know, back in June, was it 21?
Yeah.
Was it June or July 21? You know, that was the breakthrough event, really, for you both. To a degree, you know, hitting form. You had that fucking 47 snatch, and there was a, you know, we had a beautiful time. I cried tears. Yes. You know, we all cried tears. But off the back of that, then you had a fucking your best seasons. And it's so we've got the momentum from that season. We've built the base. We've broken through plateaus for you, and you fucking just shot up. So now we take that momentum into this season. And you know where the season's going. It's going to fucking July, August. It's like definite. You know where it is. There's no fucking ifs, buts, nor maybes. It's fucking right in front of you. Comment.
God.
Yeah.
We spoke last night in the sauna, me and George, how I don't normally get that nervous for competitions, but we've both been having dreams waking us up, being on the platform and winning a medal, and it is the stuff of goosebumps. It'll keep you awake at night. It's beautiful, and it's such an emotional thing, which I don't know, you got to rise to it, haven't you? It's your moment.
Yeah, I think mentally you know, obviously physically we're preparing for this competition, but we're already cognitively preparing for the amount of pressure that we'll be facing. And it's that whole, there's going to be a lift, there's going to be a weight on that bar that will be for a medal, and we'll never have done it before. And the whole, you know, everyone will be watching, and you've trained for a full quad 4 years for that one lift, and you've got to digest and be real and be there and do it in that given moment. And I think we're already starting to prepare for that emotionally, you know, mentally. We're just getting ready for those moments. And we actually spoke last night about whether when that lift is happening, we will be present-minded enough to be like, this is the medal, or this is, you know.
I fucking hope not.
And we both just said, it's probably not going to be that. It's going to be like fire and brimstone.
Just got to hit this weight.
You just have to lift this weight. And it's a beautiful thing. And it's going to be like, you know, we've got to savor this whole journey, live every day, and be as present as we can each day in the lead up to this competition, because it'll go in a flash, and we'll be looking back to
99 days,
yeah,
and roughly.
We'll be looking, we'll be looking back on these moments, and you know, we'll be talking about them for a long, long time. And
we will indeed.
But currently, we're in them, and we've got to have that same perspective now. Quite a mad thing.
Fucking nuts, Captain.
The podcast after.
Fucking hell.
You won't see me for a while after
that. You won't see me either.
Just be me.
Yes.
Keds and Soupy.
Hair by Keds. You can do a podcast, just fucking cut someone's hair. Fucking talking head. Yeah, it's getting serious. And as their coach, one of 10 years, one of fucking seven, that's what it's all about, isn't it? You know, taking fucking pieces of fucking excrement that walk in your gym and making them into athletes, right? Excrement that had potential, no doubt, in the case of one.
Make that up for yourself.
And then you, 10 years later, 6 years later, here we are. Second games for you, first games for you. You know, fucking brilliant. And to, again, put the Welsh Fest on, you know, the biggest event of putting Welsh Fests on. It's, yeah, its significance cannot be underestimated in any degree. But also what happens then on the training floor. And so, like, so we go back to tonight's training viewer. Let's fucking circle the square. Which, when you hit a PB total in training and you hit a fucking PB total and a PB clean and jerk that you've actually white lighted, you know, that is a display of fitness during training. Good place to be, hitting fucking big numbers all this time out. We got place to build from, because the swapping of your rehab, prehab, whatever you want to call it, tells me that I'm able to push in, not maybe in the next week or two, but the weeks after that, I'm going to push you harder, because you're going to, this should give me enough evidence to say, yep, the body's responding to the morning treatments, now fucking push him harder.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. Mike, you're going to get fucking slaughtered.
As per,
be in a hole. 100%. It's going to be on fucking Twink Gate.
What did we call it before? Minkdom.
Minkdom, right.
Whatever that means.
Right. Got him from Twink to Mink, wasn't it? Yeah, but you're going to be on the fucking Twink rack being flogged by fucking Mistress Ray Ray down there. Yeah. She knows. Right, now then, I'll tell you the truth, viewer, because that's what I like. Stone Hewer can't be with us live tonight. Sorry, don't panic, Nick. It's all right. We're good. So what we're going to do is drop Stone Hewer's pre-record into this segue. Because normally I call him up, we have a great time. And I know that up there in Stockport, Antonio's hit a 109 lifetime PB snatch.
Did he?
Yeah. Fuck, 109.
Raz.
Yeah, very good. That's a week out from the Willpower Comp, as you know. And this will have been a couple of days after he's fucking lifted. But anyway, so right now it's time for, are you cued? Medieval Minutes.
Brimstone is an archaic term synonymous with sulfur, more accurately, the acrid odour of sulfur dioxide given off by lightning strikes. Lightning was understood as divine punishment by many ancient religions, and the association of sulfur and divine retribution is very common within the Bible. The term fire and brimstone was most commonly used by medieval priests to warn their members of the threat of hell and damnation. Whilst hell is considered a permanent place of eternal punishment, in the medieval ages, sinners progressed through hell and passed beyond the world of punishment. Sometimes they were only in hell on certain days, and in some circumstances, only certain seasons. The earliest biblical mention is in the book of Daniel 12:2, written in around 165 BC, in which the prophet gives a vision of the day of judgment. It reads, "Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awaken, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt."
It's fancy words.
Fucking light back. You get a job. And we're back. Right. We're back with training camp. You boys have been up to your very last, I suppose, age group training camp. Now you're going to venture off into the seniors.
I think we're going to go on more.
Really?
We got a year left.
Probably have one more.
One more?
One more camp.
I'm going to say two.
How was this one?
Really fun. Yeah, really enjoyable.
Yeah. We had a really good time.
A lot of new faces?
Yeah, mostly.
It's mostly juniors, wasn't it? And we haven't, because we're a bit older than the rest of them. All the new sort of younger ones are coming through. It's nice to see.
Right, a lot of talent.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of good lifting going on there. A noticeable lifter for me is Drew Burns, 96 kilo Scottish boy.
Drew?
Love him. And he's a great boy, really good lifter.
Was fucking Wee Bear up there?
Wee Bear was up there.
Jason?
Yeah. One right. of our allies.
Yeah, a fucking Will Power member, born and bred, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's going to come off games as well.
Yeah, congratulations, Jason. Well done. Lovely.
First games.
Oh, right. Okay. So, Will Murray up there?
No, he was in America.
He was in America.
Yeah. Will?
To do another stuff.
Yeah. I noticed, Will, if you're listening, they did have blocks out there, so you were able to fucking do a bit of training. That's handy for you. Imagine training without blocks, eh, Will? So, good. You had a nice training camp. Come on, Mike, get back on it.
Yeah, sorry.
Straight face it. Come on, you've got to keep a straight face on all this.
Yeah.
Will hit a British record clean and jerk the other day, by the way.
Great.
Just thought I'd stick up for him.
Stick up for him. What was it? 71, wasn't it?
77.
77. All right, good lift, Will. Well done. Yeah, well done.
Yep. Anyway, we had a good camp. We lifted well. We had a good sort of social.
Yeah, and I thought that was quite important as the older members of the group.
What was the... Well, your seniors. Your fucking... The aged members of that fucking environment.
Yeah.
Dare I say, you know, setting a responsible protocol of standards.
That's a worrying thought.
It is a worrying thought.
Do we do that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Sort of led everyone in and, you know, made it a cohesive...
What was the main sort of focus on the camp? What was it all about?
I think it was to show the juniors the pathway, the sort of progression that they can take going into, senior squads and then pushing for Olympics and things. And I think British Weightlifting are doing a really good job of starting to create a culture in these junior athletes. And it's certainly something that we are really thankful for growing up with camps and trips with our sort of junior collective of Chris, Jason and that, and Katrin, and going to these trips on the regular, it does create a different kind of environment, a different kind of atmosphere. Obviously very separate to what you do day to day in training, but the standard is, it's very, very high, and the lifting that was going on over the the course of the week at the camp was...
That was phenomenal, wasn't it?
Really, really good. And it does just keep you sharp. It keeps you on your toes. It shows you what everyone else is doing. And I think the main purpose of that, the camp certainly is to create this culture and show these younger athletes where they could be and what they need to do. Giving them a clear set path, which I think is really important to set these goals and a ladder that they can climb towards, your Emily Campbells and...
Yeah, to the international, journey.
Yeah.
I think the camps that... So you've been on camp since you were 15. You did your first one at 15, I think.
Yeah.
Mike, you would have done your first one at about 16 or 17.
16, yeah.
There you go. There's sort of, 5, 6, 7 years worth of camps. From my sort of feedback from yourselves, they've always been something that you've enjoyed going to, and you've learnt from them and you've got good friendships and, you're going to be with, I suppose, in a way, you're going to be with those athletes for many years in either team events or you're going to be at different championships with those people. And so you're going to fucking room with one or, you've got to get to know these people well and homogenize and, be supportive and all that. And the camps do a good job for that, I think. Plus the direction that you alluded to earlier, it is a pathway. It is to say, well, if you're 17, 18, you put your fucking time in. Because they need the message, I suppose, of more senior athletes when you're influential, when you're at an age where, 17, 18, you may find it arduous or tough or whatever it is. Just fucking stick it out.
Yeah. And
time does it, doesn't it?
We've seen the benefit that a good environment and a good culture can have in a gym sense. And I think the same applies in these squads. And they can see that. And although it is an individual sport, these... relationships that you build with other athletes, they do play a part in your long-term progression. And me and the boys in the GB squad, we often talk about when we're there how we're going to be there for a long time, and we're going to bleed into the senior squad. And Mike and I enjoy the idea of being in senior camps and senior trips with Jason, Chris, and the same boys that we were growing up with. It's just quite an exciting thought. And it's always nice to see them, and you see them in comps and things like that. It's just an enjoyable, different, fresh environment that sort of.
And your sort of like the perspective of your role pivots then into senior, which is happening now, and then you're influencing younger lifters who are going to aspire towards being that senior. And they need the message of the benefit of somebody who's gone through that over a decade. 7, 8 years, whatever it is, to say, well, this is what it's like. This is what you do. When you feel like this, when you've plateaued for 2 or 3 years and nothing's fucking shifted, this is how it can feel. There's a reality to this sport.
And Stuart did a really good job of that. He actually facilitated that in a workshop in the morning where he separated the juniors from the under 23s, and the juniors were responsible for asking questions to the under 23s, and the under 23s were responsible for pushing messages that they wish they'd known or things that they've learned in their time. And it was a sort of a conversation between the two age groups of trying to show, give them a new perspective and pass on things that we've learned. And all right, we've got loads to learn. We're still very much novices in the sport in the sense that we've got another decade or so left, but we've still learned a tremendous amount in this experience. And to impart any sort of newfound understanding on them.
Did you ever have that?
No, we didn't have it.
But the system they did have in place, I think, worked really well. And it's the proof of concept now that myself, Jordan, Jason, Chris, Catherine, we were all part of this core group as a youth. We were all 16 at the time. We've been to youth camps, junior camps, and 23 camps now. And now we're bleeding into the senior squad when we're all going to our first Commonwealth Games.
Yeah.
Or second in your case, in Catherine's case. So these squads do work, and they are very important. And we really value them. That's why we go out of our way to go. Like, you took some time off work to go up to this camp.
You probably did your work there, did you, Mike?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I had to miss a bit of it. But, yeah, it's they're so productive, and it's really nice that the juniors are willing to come up to us like after a session and say, oh, what do you think about this? I had conversations with Jacobs, who's a 73. He's a bloody wicked lifter. He's off to the Worlds in a week or two. Good luck. And he's like, oh, I've got a bit of a bad wrist. I said, been there, done it, got a T-shirt. Do all this prehab for every session. Help me. So hopefully he's going to be flying.
Mm. There we are. Well done. Now then, you've said that you're organised with your segue this week, month.
You know this.
Right, okay. On to Mikey. I have no idea. I can't remember. We probably had this conversation yesterday. But...
Cue up a piece of music that doesn't get us banned. That won't get you banned. Little Walter. Perhaps I shouldn't have said that.
Right.
Sounds so like gross. Little Walter.
Go on, Mike.
So we're going to talk about training in the morning and... yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And why it's so difficult. And it's not the obvious things. Like, you're going to be tired, but then you offset that with caffeine and you eat and you prepare, wake up a bit earlier, whatever. So as of late, I've been going to Radu on a Wednesday evening. And not to affect training, I'll do my session before work, about 6:30, 7:00. And Jordan's recently started doing that now when he's gone back to see Radu. And I said to him a few months ago, I said, Joe, bloody hell, like, my hands in the morning, they sting like no end. And I'm really struggling to snatch, clean, or jerk. I don't know what it is.
And I said, shut up, Mike, what are you talking about?
As per.
And then... I did a morning session and I messaged Mike straight afterwards, like, mate, my hands are in bits. I don't know what it is. This is going to be quite a short segment, by the way, because there's not really much to go from here. But yeah. Anyone who trains in the morning, if you're also experiencing bad hands, how do you offset it? What do you do about it?
I think that's because you've trained in the evening before, though.
We said that, but...
I don't know what it is.
I don't think it is.
We can't really hypothesise why.
What are you putting a face for? You think this is a boring segment?
No! I just don't relate to it.
Yeah, because you've got fucking fingers for thumbs.
I got huge hands. And I never fucking... I only trained in the mornings.
They not sting?
No, they never fucking stung. Because these hands fucking worked all their fucking lives. You fucking dipshits. You've never done manual labour. You work at a fucking watch shop and you work on your you work wherever you want. On a fucking flap top.
Flap top,
right? Like, if you had a fucking shovel, a pick, or whatever in your fucking mitt all day, it would fucking buzz nothing.
Yeah, but you ain't slatching or clean jerking that much, are you?
Well, not now, I'm not, no. I fucking was.
But you're squatting or whatever. That don't hurt your hands.
I'm squatting more in the PMs now.
Yeah, I have noticed. You've been doing 3 sessions a week?
4.
4? Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to take that away.
But, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm fucking 50. I ain't going to a
PB.
Games.
No. He didn't PB his power clean. My uncle had a dream.
I had a dream, right? I was fucking in bed the other night, viewer. And I'm fucking... And I'm dreaming that I couldn't power clean 70 kilos because I couldn't externally rotate my left shoulder, which has been... a little bit, you know, iffy recently. I thought, fuck, I can't have that. So I told Jordy my dream, and then I said, fuck it. What was I wearing?
You were wearing like a pair of baby blue pajama bottoms.
Yeah.
With your wraps over them.
And me bare feet.
And in barefoot, yeah.
I said, fuck it. I'm gonna prove myself wrong. I hadn't power cleaned in, I don't know, fucking 3 years. Of course I did it.
He did do it, yeah. Very happy with himself.
Very happy with myself. Could have gone more. In the morning? No, it was in a PM. And I'd warmed up by taking a sauna and an ice bath and a sauna. That's all my warm-up. I go straight into training.
No, but don't you finish an ice bath?
Not if I'm training, no. I finish on sauna.
Right.
Yeah.
I still find it bizarre to do that before the session.
I think it's efficacious. It don't matter. I'm just accumulating it. I won't even go into my blood test. Anyway, so your hands hurt in the mornings.
They do. They're really sore in the mornings.
Yeah.
And
it's hard. Training's hard in the morning.
Training in the morning's hard. Training 6 a.m.
Training in the morning is hard.
God bless anyone who does it.
I made you train early in the morning.
What, back in the day?
Back in the day?
Back in the day, right. I used to...
If you carried on training in the morning, it would get easier.
No.
You just get more tired than you... So mornings for a lot of people are like 8 a.m. or whatever, but these mornings are fucking mornings, and they're like 5 to 6 in the morning job.
It's a morning.
It's a proper morning. And it's very, very, very hard. And I don't like doing it. And I wish I didn't do it. But you got to do it before work, and you got to do these things sometimes, haven't you? And you used to make us train every morning before school. And that was rough. So we had a little morning crew back in the day, and it was myself, Twain, Theo, and Rod. And they would...
And sign a four.
Oh, and sign a four. Cameron Burke. Yeah. I love you, Cameron.
Sign a four.
Yep, good lad. God bless you.
It's one of my one of the best names I've ever given a human being in my life. Sign a four.
Yeah.
If you know what sign a four is, send us a message on Train at Willpower or on the Instagram, because you need to be a certain type of person to know what sign a four means. And was it right?
Yeah, it was. It was very accurate.
Fucking right, it was.
He was brilliant.
And yeah, he was a good trainer. And he would have made a good fucking weightlifter when he signed a four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, we would meet at my mother's house at 5 a.m. and bless my mum, she would come down and she'd make us all toast and espressos, and she'd also make us all an apple and ginger shot juice every morning.
Did Theo have an apple and ginger shot? I bet he fucking did.
It was a bit burn the sage sort of feeling for him.
Politely, Theo would have fucking done it, but he didn't fucking want it, did he?
Yeah, yeah. And we would drive to the gym. And then we'd finish, and Twain would drop me to school then afterwards. And I was actually telling Liv this earlier, that I would go to school then about 10, 15 minutes late, and the secretary would be like, "Why are you late?" And I'd say, I've been training. And they'd say, "We don't believe you. We don't believe that you've trained." And I would have been up since 4:45 in the morning, and bust my ass to get to school on time, and they just wouldn't believe that I did.
You were very aggressive in those days, Joel, weren't you?
Not in that circumstance. I mean, it did piss me off.
What did you say to him?
I would call her by her first name.
That always goes well.
She was a secretary.
Okay.
Yeah. Not the same, Captain. Even worse.
And yep, I would show her photos, time stamped, at 5 a.m. and be like, "I have been up, Claire."
Hey, he still remembers. Oh, Claire's probably retired now.
No, she's still about, I think.
Hey! Do you think she's plagued by you the same way as you're plagued by her? Not really.
No.
Just another fucking punk.
Yeah. Anyway, mornings.
Yeah, mornings.
No, don't do them.
So, Mike, when you were fucking coming of age,
yeah,
what happened to you in the morning? Fucking sleeping, were you?
Getting ready to go to school.
Yeah, fuck all. Captain, you're a farm girl. You're up. Yeah.
Walking to school.
Walking to school. She'd fucking sacrifice fucking lambs. Fucking 5 a.m.
Cool.
Yeah. There we are. Sorry, viewer. You've had to listen to the last 15 minutes of that shit. Anyway.
I don't think that was that bad.
Hands. In morning training.
I can tell a short story.
Tell a short story, Mike. Go on.
It's a very emotional story.
Ooh, lovely. Is it about weightlifting?
Yeah, actually.
Ooh, lovely.
It's about you. It's about Jord.
Oh, God. Not me. Did I insult you?
Probably.
All right. Okay.
The year is 2018.
2018.
And I'm training consistently. I have a training partner. His name's Jordan. And he's there training really hard for the Commonwealth Games.
Ah, right.
And I'm training alongside him every day, thinking, wow, this is cool, this bloke is going to the Commonwealth Games. And we see him off, he flies to New Zealand and then Australia, and I'm on my Todd, and I'm still going. And then I remember vividly being in your lounge in your house, and we're all there, John's mum's there, John's nan's there, and we're watching Jordan at the Commonwealth Games on the television. And in between his lifting, the bowls came on.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? We're all gathered around in your lounge, loads of us. And we kind of see Jordan lift. And he shows to the camera the W, which signifies willpower. I remember Justin turning to me and just saying, 4 years' time, like, it'll be your time. And how old was I then? 18, 19? I was like, yeah, whatever. I just sort of doing this for a bit of fun at the moment. You're like, you're going to go and you're going to medal. I'm like, well, we're 4 years down the line now, and it's happening. We've both qualified. He's going to another games. I'm going to that games that I watched on the telly and we're so bloody jealous about. This is how this works. Yeah, we have a rivalry. We seem like we're vaguely friendly. We're not. I hate him. He hates me.
Nice.
Very interesting, actually. I wish you all the best. Funny enough, I spoke to Mike about this because he said how I think we were pissed at the time as well, and he said how that was a while ago as well. We're obviously deep in training.
Fucking deep.
And he said, you know, I hated watching you compete and all this. I listened to something. It was Jordan Peterson talking about friendship, and he was like, "There are two signs of a good friend. One, they celebrate your victories without jealousy, envy, all of these feelings, and the other one is they're there for you in times of crisis without, you know, trying to offer opinions and all this sort of thing, just being there for you." And just found it quite interesting how the first point of a good friend. You didn't like watching me do well. This is very interesting, isn't it? But then Mike and Mike obviously responded with, "We're not friends," and that was that, really, wasn't it? But I want nothing more than to watch you win a gold medal, Michael.
I want nothing more than to watch you win a gold medal, Jordan.
After
you won yours.
Just so we're clear, I would have won it first, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bollocks.
No, we are like friends, kind of.
Very apt.
Nice.
So there you go, viewer. That is episode 15, topped and tailed, done and dusted. I thought that was a beautiful, deep and meaningful conversation over the past hour or so. We had insight, we had rivalry, we had friendship, love, camaraderie, daring do.
Radio 5, isn't it?
So, remember to join us on the Instas. To email us on the Telegram email, is it?
Are we mentioning our sponsors?
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Fuck me, I've got to keep this shit running away.
Okay.
Like the Titanic.
So, Geordie, you do your sponsor.
Both of them?
What do you mean, both? Oh, yeah, you may as well. Okay. I don't know fuck all about them.
So, the competition next weekend, on Saturday the 30th and Sunday the 1st, the 10-year anniversary of Willpower. We've got two main sponsors. The first one is SBD Apparel. They will be gifting the winner of every category a free pair of knee sleeves of their size and a T-shirt. And we're also sponsored by Watches of Wales for the weekend, who will be giving cash prizes to Best Lifter on the Saturday and the Sunday. So we'd like to say thank you to both of those sponsors.
Fabulous. And Vale Kiln Dried Firelogs are sponsoring the event by keeping the fucking sauna burning for 24/7, right? 2 days. No, you can fucking shake your fucking head, right? That is exactly what fucking Tom has committed to. 2 days, 24/7 of fucking burning logs. Don't know who's going to stoke the fire, but the fuck is going on for fucking 2 days,
yeah,
right?
Night shift. Who's on the night shift?
Drew, if you're listening, if you're listening, Drew, you'll be fucking in stoking the fire. That fucking thing's going to be on fucking for 48 hours. That is Vale Kiln Dried Firelogs, .co.uk. There we are. We did a bit of sponsorship.
There we go.
We've had a bit of fun. Nice. Thank you very much all for watching us. From Michael Farmer.
Goodbye.
Jordan Sikas.
Goodbye.
From the captain.
Goodbye.
And from myself. See you next time. Well done, everyone. That was gold.